Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We're joined by David Nierley. David, can you describe your company and what kinds of amazing technology you provide to help people with heart problems?
Yes, I'd be happy to, Dr. Daigle. Good afternoon. At Vaso Medical in the Solutions Group, the product we're talking about this afternoon is EECP, which stands for Enhanced External Counterpulsation. And it was developed about 20 years ago. FDA cleared. It provides reimbursement by Medicare and in most insurance companies. And its primary intent is for reducing or eliminating angina, patients that are experiencing angina or angina equivalent symptoms, which could be shortness of breath, tingling in your arms, other indications.
Right. Now, how does it work? What does it do, actually? How does the device or the technology work?
Sure. The protocol for using this device is a series of 35 one-hour sessions. The patient lies on a bed, if you will, an exam table type of situation, with a curved mattress. And there are large equivalent to blood pressure cuffs placed around the patient's calves, thighs, and buttocks. And these blood pressure cuffs are synchronized for compression during the patient's heart cycle. So at every beat of the heart during diastole, which is the rest period of the heart, the pressure cuffs will inflate and push blood back into the heart. And then during diastole, the cuffs release and allows the heart pump the blood back in throughout the vascular system in the entire body. But the cuffs are used to augment the flow of heart back from the extremities, at least in the legs.
Right. Now, what this does, basically, it makes the blood vessels work again. Remember my theory we've discussed in previous shows, that it's not really heart failure, it's vascular failure. And when the blood vessels don't work, the heart has to make up the difference in terms of pumping blood. Often the vessels become hardened or sclerotic, calcified eventually, and then you have a fixed resistance that the heart has to pump against. And then eventually you do have heart failure, but that heart failure is a result of vessel failure first. And what you do is you're retraining the vessels to actually exercise again to reverse not only vascular disease causing hypoxia of the heart muscle, but of the periphery. So heart failure itself, which is non-angina symptom of vascular failure, is reversed. So you're exercising the blood vessels, and this is in a way a very remarkable technology. I think it needs to be instituted earlier on the treatment. And we've actually had a number of people that I've referred over the last year or so for EECP therapy. And along the course of NutriMed, is when you have NutriMed support, you're going to support the mitochondrial function of the heart and vessels. You're going to support the prevention of plaque and reversal of obstruction. You're going to restore nitric oxide and the lower homocysteine and free radicals, such as hydronitroperoxy radical. And then we add exercise, you get remarkable recovery. I spoke yesterday to a gentleman by the name of Ken, who last spring was told he had 90 days to live as terminal non-angina heart failure. And he got the EECP therapy along with our nutrients. And in 2 weeks, he was recovering, and within a month, he was basically normal. He's now on only two heart medications, an ACE receptor blocker and a carvedilol beta blocker. He has had many sessions of EECP therapy along with hyperbaric oxygen treatment and our NutriMeds. Without the NutriMeds, you won't get the optimal full effect of the EECP, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to retrain the vessels to actually have a contractile peristaltic wave that in a normal circulatory system based on non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, the cross-sectional area of vessels and their vessel length and the pressure changes along the length, you can calculate out that in a healthy circulatory system, the blood vessels pump 70% plus of the blood. It's only when the heart starts to pump more than 50% that you get, quote, heart failure, at first symptom being hypertension. So hypertension is a sign of vessel failure, an external fibrosis is heart failure, which has, along with coronary artery disease, been increasing at a rate of 400% faster than other forms of vascular disease. So it's a big deal. This is a therapy that is available through insurance, and you can also lease the machines as well. So how do they go about contacting you? We have a website link on our front page at Neutral Medical that brings you directly to Avisa Medical. How do they contact you to find out if your, quote, insurance will cover it, say, for 35 treatments? I think it's 5 days a week for 7 weeks. How do they feel about these things?
If they go to your website and click on the link that has the picture of the Luminaire system there, I'll get a personal response myself, and I'll follow up with that. If it's a physician, a cardiologist, or a physician's office, I will get them directed in the right process for purchasing a machine. If it's a patient, I can direct them to our website where we have all the systems in the U.S. listed that they can seek out treatment through their cardiologist or perhaps another cardiologist.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of amazing, isn't it, that this kind of thing is available?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. It's been around for 20 years, and I talk to people every day that are not familiar with it, have not heard of it. And I agree with you, Dr. Deagle. It's, in my opinion, my personal opinion, it's something that should be used earlier in the process of people that have cardiovascular issues. It's not invasive. It absolutely works. And it's certainly a lot less expensive, too.
One of the things that I found really interesting is that because of science is advancing, by the way, the journals that I'm posting up, and I'm going to do a video, are actually published in cardiology journals, but unfortunately, in terms of mathematics and in non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, probably most of the cardiologists don't have enough understanding of the mathematics of the PhD cardiologists who publish this. They don't really fully understand that this is not a theory. It is a fact that that more and more of the population of all ages, and we found recently, and you may not be aware of this, that Zika virus triggers off heart failure, sometimes within weeks of the RNA virus. So there may be other causes that we're not aware of, like, for example, Fukushima Daiichi, toxic heavy metals in the water, chemicals in our food, air, and water, other things may be precipitating vascular disease and heart disease. I think that heart disease is triggered off by the presence of free iron, arsenic, and other heavy metals like mercury and uranium. I think it's also triggered off by mineral deficiencies that cause loss of superoxide dismutase, and elevated homocysteine, that all damage the endothelial lining, what's called the insulation index. And then when the blood vessels no longer are getting a contractile wave, the heart has to pick up the difference, and it doesn't do a very good job. As time goes on, eventually the heart gets hypoxic itself. The blood vessels get dilatory cardiomyopathy. Eventually the valve leaflets don't properly impulse, and diastole, it doesn't fully fill. So the stroke volume per contraction gets reduced. And now you're in an end-stage situation. So stage 4, or advanced congestive heart failure, or advanced multivessel disease, is so bad that, in fact, most of these people won't even survive doing the cardiac bypass surgery in the post-surgical intensive care unit. So a lot of these people aren't candidates for even bypass surgery that do EECP therapy. There is another treatment called the alligator heart. And Lutheran, I became very familiar with it when I practiced in Denver. It's one of 5 centers in the country that does the alligator heart procedure, where they puncture several hundred holes in the heart and give a vascular endothelial vessel growth factor, that's a genetic growth factor, to grow hundreds of vessels like an alligator heart. The problem is these therapies are very limited. You have to get insurance coverage to cover them, whereas EECP is covered by most insurances, and your heart just simply starts to heal itself once the vessels work and the strain is taken off the heart. So the vessels start to circulate the heart enough so you get enough cardiac perfusion that the heart muscle contracts properly and reverses not only angina very quickly, but it also reverses heart failure along with the nutraceuticals and maybe a limited amount of drugs like ACE receptor blockers and a mild diuretic. But it's remarkable how fast it works, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You can see improvement within a matter of days.
Yeah. Now, what I'm seeing kind of interesting is that there's a little bit of infighting to kind of how can I say this, prevent this therapy from being used earlier on in the treatment regimen. And I wonder why that is. I mean, is there a vested interest by the medical profession not to intervene and to actually do excessive treatments with polypharmacy or procedures? Because I don't see a real alternative for terminal heart failure other than heart transplant.
Well, I think what you'll find is you generally referred by a cardiologist for EECP, and if you look at the American College of Cardiology guidelines for treatment, EECP is down the list a bit in terms of angina, where there's many other procedures and drugs recommended as a first choice. As you and I both agree, I'd rather do something non-invasive,
right,
but they have to follow their guidelines too.
Yeah. One of the things, their guidelines, I think, don't make sense, though, because if you look at one of the things I found in medicine is often, even people that are, say, cardiology specialists are also a PhD. Those PhDs often have a PhD in another area, like mathematics or biochemistry or physiology, and they understand things that even their so-called, run-of-the-mill cardiologists don't in terms of mathematics and other things, theory. And as a result, even though it's published in cardiology journals, they don't grasp that this is a treatment that should be instituted considerably earlier on in the progression of the illness, so that it would stop it from progressing. It's often used at a late stage where its chances of really lengthening the life or even reversing the illness are considerably less. So I want to see that if people are showing signs of significant hypertension, or either calcium score on CT scan, or multiple blocked arteries that are basically not a candidate for bypass, because a lot of people don't realize many of the patients that would be a bypass candidate simply won't survive the post-off the ECMO machine where you do the surgery in the intensive care unit. Their heart is too weak to actually survive the post-reperfusion. And a lot of people don't also realize that reperfusion also causes free radicals. So if you reperfuse an area too late, for example, after coronary artery attack, where you get a blockage, the reperfusion free radicals can actually expand the zone of damage, so that these people don't do well but they do well with the EECP therapy, because it actually perfuses the heart muscle, so it reduces the zones of damage. So I think this kind of therapy should be used post myocardial infarction as well as post bypass or stents to prevent the disease from progressing. Has anybody talked about this at any of these meetings?
I can't speak to the clinical
I just wonder if there are any discussions. Yeah, I'm not asking for a clinical opinion. I just wonder if those topics came up. My guess would be the topics have come up, because there's going to be many different opinions in the cardiology. So what I'm hoping is that the boundary will move back. They'll realize, like, hey, there's a wider range. It's almost like hyperbaric oxygen therapy. There's a wider range of people that can benefit from it. EECP therapy instituted earlier on can make a big difference in terms of reperfusing areas that are hypoxic, opening up blood vessels to take the load off the heart that'll prevent hypertrophic cardiomyopathic changes. And we're now realizing there's probably stealth infections like drepanozone grusii, which is the Chagas disease in Central and South America. How many people do you think have Chagas now that will, in the next 20 years, go to terminal congestive heart failure? It's 100 million. And it's now spread to the southern United States, and it actually infects, endemically, believe it or not, snails in your front yard in Texas. And also armadillos. So armadillos and snails can be a vector for Chagas spirochetosis. We're also finding Zika virus. We recently found in the last month that Zika virus actually can induce an RNA change in the endoplasmic reticulum of cells and mitochondria and induce a endoplasmic reticulum and mitochondrial cardiomyopathy, causing very rapid onset heart failure. Interesting, hey? So the part of the increase of the percentage might be that we're in the tailpipe of Fukushima Daiichi. We've depleted the soils. We have more toxins in our air, food, and water. And we have an aging population that is more diabetic and has other problems, which is a free radical illness. A lot of people don't realize it's not a sugar illness. Sugar is just a really, an adjacent bystander that gets oxidized and it'll attach to protein. It's free radicals, just like heart disease is an infected biofilm. and that injected biofilm can cause vascular failure first, and then eventually heart failure. And a lot of people are not aware of that. They don't realize the affected biofilm is why the vessels start to fail. So, EECP, tell us about the kinds of sessions. I think they're an hour session. Usually 5 days a week for 7 weeks is usually covered by most insurance, just to see if there's a change in the echocardiography of the heart function. And usually there's a dramatic improvement that can persist for a number of months, right?
Yeah, no, we've seen results up to 5 years. We typically quote improvement for 3 years. It really depends on the individual, but it's worthwhile to have 35 sessions and see that kind of a result.
Now, if they take our nutriments, we have CoQ10, ubiquinol, CoQ10, VascuCare, propionyl-L, carnitine, or cardiovascular, other nutraceuticals to support mitochondrial function, like mitochondrial catalysts, D-ribose, and also the use of things such as semethyl, which increases ATP levels in the mitochondria. And antioxidants like CoQ10, our gamma A plus to get rid of peroxy nitrate, and cell detox glutathione, acetyl glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, we can significantly change the status in the blood vessel wall and the methylation index of the endothelia. And there's ways of testing it. We can actually do a test not only of echograms such as a transesophageal echo with a scope down the esophagus or transthoracic, but also a thing called endopath and endothelial tests. And these tests show immediately an improvement in perfusion in the periphery, indicating the vessels are now working. So the endopath and endothelics are very non-invasive tests. They compress the artery for 5 minutes and look at the brief perfusion, either blood flow or temperature in the fingertips, and it can show dramatically improvement. But the echogram and this combined can show your cardiologist if you're showing significant improvement. So you don't necessarily have to rush into a cardiac either stents or major surgery if you get in the proper, I call, cardiovascular exercise. That's why this is almost like a trainer for your heart and vessels, isn't it?
Yeah, it's passive exercise.
Yeah, and what's neat is actually...
Lie there and let the machine do the work.
And it's in between each heartbeat, so it's not straining your heart. It doesn't make you short of breath. It doesn't make you feel uncomfortable. You just lay there in a comfortable bench, and in like a bed, and it's got a nice curvature to it, too. These sessions can be done with a nurse or nurse practitioner, or even done in your own home. If you lease a machine, you can lease it for a period of time and have it in your own home, in other words. But to be honest with you, 35 sessions is probably enough to actually exercise and get people going, along with the nutraceuticals and other technology we use to try to improve the heart function. And we even have other technologies we add to our nutriments, like our special peptides from the Russian Academy of Sciences and the European Anti-Aging, to try to regenerate heart and vascular structure and function. So another amazing therapy, passive exercise of your blood vessels for angina, heart failure, hypertension, and vascular disease, including lack of perfusion to your kidneys causing kidney failure. So a new and powerful therapy theory. There will be back for the last segment for David Narley and Basil Medical. You find the link on the front of NutraMedical.com. If you have questions, just drop me a call or email.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And David, the criteria for doing this is a little different in different countries. A lot of research, I guess you mentioned at MIT and Harvard, and in parallel in China. In China and India, they do these therapies a little earlier on in the stage of heart failure and vascular failure. And you mentioned that the European criteria, I think, is 2A, whereas in America it's primarily 2B in terms of the cardiological pathways to getting started with EECP therapy. It all depends on the individual cardiologist. If they think it's beneficial, they'll certify it, and the insurance carrier usually doesn't second guess the cardiologist if they feel it'll be helpful. And this is good for angina, angina equivalent disease, such as congestive heart failure, where they may not have chest pain. One of the things that people should understand is in diabetics, for example, a lot of the nerves that would cause cardiac chest pain or crushing chest pain aren't active. So a lot of people assume that you're going to have angina-type pain, but one-third of people have a heart attack and have a sudden cardiac arrest, have no chest pain whatsoever before they have their rest. That's interesting, isn't it? A lot of people make assumptions that they do have chest pain, but they may have leg edema, they may have signs of heart failure before their cardiac arrest and arrhythmia. Interesting, isn't it? So
yeah,
there's, the angina equivalence is a good term because a lot of people, if you did a scintillation scan or a pharmacological stress test, if they're not qualified to do a treadmill because of arthritis or pain syndromes or fibromyalgia, they often find that they do have STT wave changes and signs that there's some circulatory problems. Sometimes it's vasospastic. In other words, it's not fixed. It only occurs when they actually exercise and their arteries spasm up and you see the STT wave changes. So a lot of times people miss it. When we did our studies in the late 87-88 with a Holter monitor company looking at cardiac situations, we found that one-third of males over age 30, not 50, had STT wave changes of many times a night, on average 6 to 12 times a night, for example, and during the day, that they would have STT wave changes of significant angina. So roughly a third of males over 30 had multiple STT wave spasms of their arteries that isn't a fixed abnormality. Interesting, eh? So you may not pick it up, in other words, on an angiography, unless you're stressing them or they have some other thing going on at a particular time, like a stage of sleep. Interesting, eh?
Yep.
So so here's the procedure. If you wanted to find out more about ECP, if for yourself or relative, you have angina or anginal equivalent, which includes heart failure, et cetera, or you're having we call perfusion problems. And a lot of people don't realize perfusion problems can be late cramps, can be fibromyalgic pain where there's basically tissue hypoxia. It can have perfusion problems causing not only shortness of breath, but other symptoms that may not be, quote, typical cardiac pain. And ECP can often make dramatic changes that last for years. So do consider it, but you need the right Nutramed in your body first, or the stimulation and the healing of your blood vessel walls and your mitochondria and your heart and your blood vessels will not be optimized unless you have the right Nutramed. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you, David. Stay right there. We'll be
back
in a moment.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we have Karen here from Mount Red Velvet, New Zealand. And, of course, how many capsules do you think I take in the morning of Red Velvet, Karen?
Well, I hope you take two.
And any I usually take at least three. And I'll repeat cool. that later, but I'll take at least three. And it makes a huge difference. If you're getting, some tendonitis and some bursitis, which I sometimes have a flare-up going back many years, it takes it away. If you're trying to recover from ligaments and tendons because you're exercising and you get micro injuries because you're going to when you exercise, you recover. if you have problems with regenerating any organ in your body, including your skin, hair, and nails, you want them to look great, you want to take Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max.
Yes.
These are amazing. The Mountain Red Velvet, actually, I'm working with Mountain Red Velvet New Zealand to get the highest quality velvet actually incorporated in our delayed release capsules. The DR capsule will mean it gets to the terminal ileum and a small bowel, and then the body myosinizes it, so it delivers it to the target tissues for stem cell regeneration. That'll mean that we're going to amplify the effect even more. Now, right now, I basically swallow either three caps or take two and then open one and put it under my tongue in the morning. It's really quite amazing, isn't it? People find that our pain syndromes go away, their fibromyalgia, their chronic arthritis, they're regenerating their skin, hair, and nails, and every solid organ, including their brain, heart, and their kidneys. There's nothing like it for regenerating tissue and organ to the body, isn't it?
And I think that's it. We hear from people with their own stories about how I am sleeping better, I feel better, I look better, I've got more energy. And these are real life stories that we hear from people who have endured many years of pain or lack of sleep. So it's really lovely to hear.
Yeah. So what is the most common statement that people make that actually take Mountain Red Velvet? What do they tell you?
If they're older, they say it's like a lube job, like you say. It's like putting oil back into my joints. I'm back out there playing weekend golf. I'm back out there pushing the grandchildren. I'm able to sit on the floor and get back up. They're common stories that we hear from older people. We also hear from athletes who are able to train harder for longer but also recover quicker. And that's when your body is your professional, you're a professional athlete and your body is makes you your money, that you've got to keep it in perfect condition.
So I break it up into a couple of different groups. The older people, they say, number one, my pain's gone and I'm more mobile. The younger, healthy, good-looking people
more mobile.
The younger, healthy, good-looking people that like to do extreme sports and hurt themselves, either by, like, you know, extreme snowboarding or skiing or powerlifting, you know, a lot of them do this, what do they call it, this workout technique, where they're throwing these kettlebell weights over their head and doing other weird things.
CrossFit training,
which I think
classes,
is your brain has to be cross to do it, actually, because I see it. I have a lot of people who have talked to me after they use the kettlebell and it hits them in the head or they strain themselves really bad. And if you want to recover, so in other words, recovering from self-induced injuries and trying to actually look good and recover. And then the third group I would say would be post-op. If you're trying to recover your scar after plastic surgery or major surgery, or you've had a major multi-trauma, like a car accident or a bad ski fall where your legs are twisted around like some kind of weird-looking Ken or Barbie, and your legs all twisted around your neck. I remember one of my colleagues who was a gastroenterologist, and I was working in the emergency department, and he arrived there, and he said, I'm in so much pain. And, of course, they had bound his leg up at the ski lift and then just zipped him down. So I went down, and I checked the pulse of his leg, and he'd actually twist his leg around 180 degrees, so I just simply untwisted it, and all of a sudden his pain stopped. So he had an hypoxic injury.
He had
a bad capsular injury to the hip joint as well, because he tore everything all to hell. And obviously, if he had Mountain Red Velvet, he'd recover really nice and fast, but he had a long recovery over a year to try to get back. You can shorten that recovery. You also have people that have fixed arthritis, like your dad had ankylosing spondylitis.
My
he
dad,
started taking
yes.
Mountain Red Velvet years ago, and now he's out there romping around with the deer and doing appropriate things for a healthy elderly gentleman who now no longer has pain that disables him. So that's a really big deal, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge, and we hear this from a number of people who have endured pain for many, many years and think, oh, gosh, that's just part of old age. And when they're able to take Mountain Red Deer Velvet and it's able to heal the body, and they're able to sleep, and they're able to have more energy. It really is life-changing.
Right, right. Now, the when you, how can I say this? When you're actually taking Mountain Red Velvet too, the other thing that you are doing is you're supplying biomolecules that no diet on earth can do to rebuild.
Great.
Now, what I use a number of taglines to get these truths through. In other words, you're not a fetus, but when you take Mountain Red Velvet, it feels like you are. In other words, you can actually regenerate. I recently read an article where they did heart surgery on a baby in utero or they did abdominal surgery because the bowel had an omphysseal, which means their guts were outside the abdominal cavity. And when they put them back in, or where they do actually amniotic sac microsurgery with a laser robot, they actually were able to show that the baby, when they're born, doesn't even have a scar. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't
That's amazing. Amazing. They don't even have a scar. It's like it never happened.
I know. That if we look at the capsules, that there's 396 different active ingredients inside each and every one of those capsules. There's no other product out there like this.
Right. Now, when you do Mount Red Velvet, the first thing you're going to notice is how quickly it works. A lot of people think, well, they're going to take this for months and months before it'll do anything. I noticed, and when I took it myself, and I say, well, I'm taking one or two capsules a day. I think if I bump it up to three, things are going to start working. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm not a small person. I'm a big guy. And when I take Mount Red Velvet, three capsules in the morning, my body says, high five, guy. You care. And all of a sudden, my creaks and my knees and so on are gone. So I can get up from the studio and go walk into the kitchen or go down and do my exercise on the treadmill. And my body says, you can do this now. That's what's cool about it, is it works really fast. And the thing is, it doesn't blunt the pain or anesthetize your joints or act as a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. It actually fixes the problem. So the pain goes away, not because you've taken away the pain receptors, but because the cause of the pain is gone. That's cool, isn't it?
Oh, it's excellent. And we hear this from many people across a great wide spectrum of people who are in different jobs. Like, as I said to you, we had some builders working around the Mountain Red premises the other day. And, you know, they're bending down and lifting and holding tools. And so we put them all on Mountain Red Devalver, and they were amazed.
Yeah.
Just, it is like a whole new body.
Now, one of the other criteria that we noticed is that there's a big move toward the idea that we're going to, in the next 5 to 20 years, have zero senescence. We already have a lot of that with our NutriMeds, which are activated nutraceuticals. And unfortunately, I had this interesting case of a person who had a really horrendous condition, and I recommended that they get a consult. But the things that they were already taking, and I'd already given this person a set of initial recommendations, but believe it or not, after giving recommendations for this very serious condition, they came back with a list of all the stuff they were now just starting to take, and none of it was our NutriMeds. None. And I'm thinking, I had to say to them, I said, don't ask for my advice unless you take exactly what I recommend you. Our NutriMeds are activated nutraceuticals where everything jumps a gene defect and is actually activated and bioavailable. No other vitamin company does that. Okay? We have trax amino acid chelate minerals, but when we add to that Mountain Red Velvet, we're targeting not only the physiological process by stopping the free radicals in the joints by, say, leptin metabolic to stop osteoarthritis, cell detox, glutathione, gamma E+, etc. Then when you take Mountain Red Velvet, the body says, hey, I can rebuild the joint. I can create a hydroviscous layer. I can make glycosaminoglycans along with the tendon mender and joint performance. I can actually rebuild the tissues along with collagen max to increase the generation of the backbone on which organs are regenerated, which is collagen. And there's 29 different subtypes of collagen. In your bones, for example, 42% of the bone dry mass is actually collagen. Isn't that interesting? And a lot of people don't realize you can't just eat collagen. People say, well, I got collagen, Dr. Deagle, and it doesn't do anything. I'm thinking, yeah, you buy collagen. Ours doesn't contain any collagen. It's orthosilicic silicon. But then when you add it to Mountain Red Velvet, you've got 8 classes of biomolecules, 396 biomolecules, 6 growth hormones. And I've seen people, including one guy I saw a few years ago, was a former NFL guy that was retiring after the Super Bowl. But he was taking IGF-1. It's like, don't do that.
Don't
just take one molecule and think you've got the orchestra. You don't. You need the whole orchestra of biomolecules in order to have the top maximum effect. And when you hear people that try to do that in research, and I think that happened in New Zealand too, where you had a number of scientists figuring, we're going to search for the magic molecule, didn't they?
Yep, exactly. And we'll find the bit that works. Well, it's not like that. And that's why we need to take pure, unadulterated, processed like we do, and know that it's absolutely pure.
Now, one of the things I think that's important people should understand is that if we're going to prevent a lot of illness, it's actually basically several things that go on with an organ. Number one, your body doesn't get rid of old damaged mitochondria or old damaged cells. It turns out one of the most important gene complexes is tied to what's called FOXO2 gene, and it gets rid of old damaged cells. But if you don't have the material to make new healthy cells, you can't rebuild an organ. I happen to carry some of these gene complexes that are uniquely present in people that live to be 100 years of age.
Wow.
So if I can avoid some of the tendencies, like in my family, to be diabetic, I can probably live really old and cause a lot of trouble for a really long time.
There you go.
Right. So the key issue is you got to provide the biomolecules to do that. Now, that means the FOXO2 gene basically means your cells are really good at getting firing old damaged cells. The best way to think of it would be an army. It would be like the army commander, as soon as you no longer can pass the fitness test, even if you're still middle-aged and not too old, you get fired from the army. Now, a bad army never fires anybody. So you can be 85, can't see, can't shoot, can't run, need a wheelchair to get to the battlefield. Those cells stay around your body. Your cells also, they release toxins to the local guys that are actually not unfit to say, hey, if you can go to the battlefield in a wheelchair, I want to be carried in on a stretcher. And so the organ starts to have dysfunction. In other words, it spreads this bad message. Now, when you take Mountain Red Velvet, it does the exact opposite. It gets rid of old damaged cells, replaces them with new healthy ones, and gives the template building blocks so the stem cells are like the architects that arrive at the construction site and say, hey, all the laborers are here, all the materials are here, all the glass, steel, and concrete's here, let's do it. And so that happens when you have Mountain Red Velvet. The body says, and I like to use the Kevin Costner statement, you know, about his Field of Dreams, where they build a baseball stadium out in the middle of nowhere, and if you build it, you know, the baseball stadium, they will come, all these, you know, these many times fallen stars or the ghosts of these baseball stars will come and play baseball in your Field of Dreams. And I think that's the whole idea. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think that's it, and I think that's why we hear from a number of older people who say, oh, I just feel brand new. Thanks so much. Gee, I've put up with this for so long. Thank you. So it is. It gives the body the building blocks.
Yeah, and what I often will tell people, too, is that a lot of things that you assume need a powerful drug don't need a powerful drug. They don't need an anti-inflammatory or steroids. I had one gentleman recently who contacted me, and they've been for years treating their arthritic condition with steroids, or actually there was another lady that just yesterday sent me an email. She decided not to see doctors, but she ordered these drugs that were called natural, and she found out from Mexico they contained steroids and all kinds of other drugs that were dangerous.
No.
Then she tried to get off some, and she did, but then her pain came back, so she went on another version and found out this was also laced with lots of toxic stuff. So don't assume if you're buying the drugs from the local pharmacy in Mexico or shipped in, that they're going to be okay. They're not necessarily. And don't assume also that Mountain Red Velvet from the non-New Zealand sources is going to be good, because a lot of time the way they treat their deer, they use xylazine to anesthetize the deer and knock them out, literally put them to sleep. And the xylazine, which is a toxic anesthetic, ends up in your Mountain Red Velvet. Or they actually grind up the antlers themselves, so you don't get the fuzz. You get the fuzz plus the antler. And that's why it doesn't look like red dust. It looks more like, like ground chalk. And ground chalk is antler. Yeah. It's not the Mountain Red Velvet, which is the 396 biomolecules.
Okay. And I think the thing is that people can buy it directly from Dr. Bill and know that it is absolutely sent from Mountain Red Deer Velvet here in New Zealand straight to you, and you can ship it anywhere in America or anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you have a super fast way to get it there. And if people buy directly from your site, then they know that it's definitely man-made.
Yeah, now, the competition from these other companies, including Russia, by the way, I had one person in Central America last year send me information of some very bad photos of how they were actually, in some cases, actually not only anesthetizing the deer, but actually shooting them, extracting their blood to extract IGF-1. Ooh. Or, killing the animal and then taking their antlers off.
Oh, no.
In New Zealand, it's totally sustainable. You literally give them a haircut and about 35 pounds of antlers gone. They romp off in what I call the Sandals Resort for Red Deer in New Zealand. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Back in a moment, last segment.
It's great to work with them.
Yeah.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Medical report. So, Karen, the Mountain Red Velvet is, we have lots of inventory. We can ship it really quickly to people. Yes. Here in America, we can get to them in 2 to 3 days. We also ship around the world as well. We have a very efficient system here with Mitzi, our primary, and Chris, our secondary shippers. The amazing thing about it is if you combine it with our other NutriMeds and technology, like Lumen Photon, it's remarkable how fast people heal, how their pain symptoms go away, how their fibromyalgia is gone, how their heart failure, their peripheral neuropathy, their brain, their skin, hair, and nails. I mean, if you want to look great, you know, we have makeup for the outside. I call it makeover for the inside. How's that? We're making you over from the inside. That's a good one. We're making you over. Almost like reconstruction of your body, yeah. And I like to use taglines to describe this process. You know, like, you build a better you. I mean, what kind of taglines would you like to say when people are taking them up in velvet? Because you must see a lot of amazing stories from elite athletes to the elderly.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the taglines that train harder, train harder for longer, recover quicker, you know, relieve and restore. They're great words that we use. But it's the real life stories of people who say, thank you. Gee, you have no idea how good I feel. I've got so much more energy. I feel great. And this is for everybody. You know, this is from students who are studying and they need, you know, that extra brain fuel. This is people who have really active, busy lives. You know, we have truck drivers, you know, they're hopping up and down out of their cabs. That's, you know, that's really hard on the body. As I said to you, these builders that we've had working around the premises, and, you know, they're holding big, heavy tools and they're bending down, and you know, that's really hard on the body. And by giving the body 396 different active ingredients that can use all throughout the body to heal and to maintain and to, you know, get that body working as it should without aging, without hurting, is great.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, as I say, renew yourself.
Yeah.
Clone yourself into a future you like. One that doesn't hurt and can move faster and still be young and vigorous. Getting older doesn't mean getting worse all the time. Getting older means you get wiser. You're going to take Mountain Red Velvet. Your body will say, high five, thank you for caring enough to take Mountain Red Velvet.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment with hour number three. Gary Richard Arnold coming up tomorrow. Leo Zagami and Josh Bernstein. You don't want to miss it. Andrew Shatkin on Friday in the firing line. Thank you for supporting and getting the right information and getting the right nutraceuticals. Be a rebuilder of yourself. Take Mountain Red Velvet. Back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.